A showdown of sorts was held Saturday morning, organized by gun rights group Arkansas Carry, to illustrate that an Arkansas law that went into effect August 16th allows legal gun owners to openly carry loaded weapons in public. Steve Jones, chairman of Arkansas Carry, addressed a crowd of 40 participants, made up of men, women, and children, before they headed out.
The whole country's watching today. We're representative of the safe, law-abiding citizens everywhere today. So make sure that you represent them well.
Jones instructed the armed walkers to keep their automatic handguns holstered during and to not touch their weapons. The event, Jones branded as a celebration walk, took place on Mazard Road in East Fort Smith and went on for several miles.
Yes, we had a really peaceable walk. We weren't bothered in any way by any hecklers. It was just a great time. We had a great time with each other talking and walking.
But Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel issued an advisory opinion on July 8th, stating the statute does not permit open carry, but rather applies only to travel beyond the county in which a person lives and only regards weapons and vehicles. But Steve Jones takes issue with the Attorney General's opinion.
The journey section part of it also does not prohibit open carry, as nothing in our Act 746 or any of Arkansas state law does not prohibit it.
Both Arkansas State Police Director Stan Witt and Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe have gone on record in opposition to open carry, saying the new law is too vague to support. In Arkansas, no state permit is required to purchase or possess a gun. 43 states now allow some form of open carry. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.